China has surged ahead in recent decades as a scientific power. To the dismay of many readers, though, it has lagged behind other nations in science fiction, both in books and in movies. That gap may be closing, thanks in part to a Chinese author whose works are being translated into English and are winning awards. NPR's Anthony Kuhn sent us this profile of the author.
As I sped off aboard a bullet train to meet author Liu Cixin, I couldn't help but wonder, what's one of China's most popular sci-fi authors, a creator and destroyer of worlds, doing living out in a remote and gritty coal mining town in northern Shanxi province? That's simple, says Liu, as we sit down to a lunch in a restaurant overlooking his hometown's dusty streets. There are fewer distractions out here, and this leaves more space for his imagination to roam the cosmos.
Standing on the Bund in Shanghai, now that's science fiction. The Oriental Pearl Tower looks pretty much like a spacecraft. Amid such a futuristic environment, your imagination will be constrained and weakened.
Liu's big hit is called The Three-Body Problem, the first in a trilogy. The story begins during the Cultural Revolution. China's military sends out radio signals which are picked up by an alien civilization. This contact turns out to be not so friendly.
Each civilization is like a hunter with a gun in a dark forest. When I see another hunter, I have no choice but to shoot him dead. This is a dark and terrible situation, a worst-case scenario.
Each book in Liu's trilogy has sold over 500,000 Chinese-language copies. He has won 9 Galaxy Awards, the Chinese equivalent of the Hugo Award. Liu Bing is a historian of science at Tsinghua University in Beijing and an occasional commentator on science fiction. He says Liu Cixin has a powerful imagination about China and the possibilities of science.
The scope of his vision is astounding. It goes beyond mere scientific imagination to ultimate philosophical questions about the struggle for survival of human, terrestrial, and even galactic civilizations.
Some parts of the three-body problem could be interpreted as comments on current events. For example, a central character in the trilogy sides with the aliens in their struggle against humanity. She becomes this sort of terrestrial quisling because Maoists persecuted her during the Chinese Cultural Revolution. A current-day analogy might be a Chinese liberal who supports Western government's criticism of China's human rights record. But Liu Cixin warns readers not to infer too much about his personal views from his writing.
I'm used to hiding behind my work. I prefer to let my work take center stage, and not myself.
Liu was raised on a diet of classic science fiction writers such as Arthur C. Clarke and Isaac Asimov. And he hopes his works will have the same sort of universal appeal to readers.
I hope that one day American readers will buy and read Chinese science fiction because it's sci-fi, not because it's Chinese. The calamities we face in science fiction are faced by humanity together.
Last November, an English edition of The Three-Body Problem came out, translated by Connecticut-based Chinese-American science fiction author Ken Liu. Chinese movie versions of Liu Cixin's works are due out next year. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.